morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 6th, 2021. Well, you know, this may sound hard to believe, but sometimes, as a pastor, study does not promote spiritual nourishment. What happens is that you find yourself studying to teach or to share a devotion or working with someone while reading, and you give yourself to a lot of reading and study, but you never really just read or study for encouragement or for nourishment. You can become spiritually drained while filling yourself full of the Scripture. Also, it's difficult to turn off the switch of reading and studying to be able to create a lesson of some sort. I mean, you know, you get so in the habit of reading and studying and thinking about lessons and so forth, it's difficult to turn it off and say, look, I'm just going to read and not try to think about studying for any purpose. But in order to try to help me do that, I've tried to do some reading just to nourish my own soul. And, you know, I've got a group that I'm reading through the Bible with in a year, but I'm trying to add some casual Bible reading to that just to refresh my own soul. And so I'm reading through John, really no set amount of reading, just, you know, one chapter, two chapters, three chapters, four, whatever, just adding a little reading. But inevitably, though, you cannot read a passage without some thoughts crossing your mind. So today, I want to share with you a thought I had the other day. It's found in John 9:5. Jesus says this, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." The thought of this passage is that while Jesus is walking this earth, he's the light of the world. And I know that's, you know, that's understandable. We all can grasp that. He's the light, and in him is no darkness at all. And in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and so we know that he's the light of the world. But when reading that passage, it brought this to my mind. What's going to happen when he's not in the world? You know, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But what's going to happen when he's no longer in the world? Because he's going to be crucified, he's going to be buried, he's going to be resurrected, he's going to ascend to the Father. Then where's the light of the world? And it brought this to mind, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So think about that for a moment. Jesus informs his followers that they are the light of the world. As long as he is here, he's the light. When he leaves this world, though, who is to be that light? His followers are to be that light. It's easy for us to see that Jesus is the light of the world as long as he's walking here. He will shine the glory of the Father. He will be the true light. However, it's not as easy for us to see that when he is gone, we are to be the light of the world, his followers. But that's exactly what Jesus said. If the world will have any light in it at all, it will come from his followers. The world can't comprehend the light. Men love darkness rather than the light. Yet this should not stop us from shining the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ into this world. And I want you to think about this. What is the value of even the smallest light in a time of darkness? A candle is very valuable when the electricity goes out, right? So, what is the value of the light which you have to shine? You may think you have just a small light, but you need to understand it's of great value. We are living in a world where fewer and fewer people understand the light which is to come through Christ Jesus. However, that should not discourage us from being the light. Without your light, the world would be in darkness. Get a hold of that. Without your light, the world would be in darkness. Without your light, maybe your family would be dwelling in darkness. Without your light, your community would be in the darkness. Sometimes you are the only light present. So your light is valuable. So let your light so shine before men. See, Jesus is a light while he walked on earth. Now that he is gone, you are the light. So go and be that light. The world needs your light to shine. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a blessing to be able to walk in the light. And we thank you that the light has shined upon us. You have taken us out of the darkness and put us in the glorious light of Jesus Christ. Today I ask you to encourage your people to let their light shine, to shine upon the darkness around them, to shine the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, to show them the true light that has come into the world. Help us to shine that light which we find in your word. Help us to illuminate the darkness around us. We thank you for the light of Jesus Christ, which is in us. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off. Go be that light.